Our first reading today is from Job 23, verses 1 through 9, to be followed by verse 16 and 17. It can be found on page 471 of the Hebrew Scriptures, located in the front part of the Bible. Page 471, Job 23, 1 through 9. Then Job answered, "Today also my complaint is bitter. His hand is heavy despite my groaning. Oh, what I knew, where I might find him, that I might come even to his dwelling. I would lay my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would learn what he would answer me, and understand what he would say to me. Would he contend with me in the greatness of his power? No, but he would give heed to me. There an upright person could reason with him, and I should be acquitted forever by my judge. If I go forward, he's not there, or backward, I cannot perceive him. On the left, he hides, and I cannot behold him. I turn to the right, but I cannot see him." Now, verse 16. "God has made my heart faint. The Almighty has terrified me. If only I could vanish in darkness, and thick darkness would cover my face." Our second reading is from Hebrews 4, 12 through 16. It can be found on page 220 of the New Testament, located in the back part of the Bible. Page 220. Hebrews 4, 12 through 16. "Indeed, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And before him no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one to whom we must render an account. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through his heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need."
Our gospel reading today comes to us from the Gospel according to Mark, Chapter 10, starting with the 17th verse, and you may find it on page 46 of the New Testament. "As he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, 'Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?' Jesus said to him, 'Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not defraud, honor your father and mother.' And he said to him, 'Teacher, I've kept all these since my youth.' And Jesus looked at him, loved him, and said, 'You lack one thing. Go sell what you own, give the money to the poor, you will have treasure in heaven, and then come follow me. When he heard this, he was shocked. Went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.